Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Thank you so much. There's a theme going on I want to get into tonight that's big, that people don't think about it, but I talked about it in my conversation, Campfire Revival. I'm probably going to be doing another one of those. I got to prepare for what it takes because I just don't do it. I actually get into the Word, okay? What do you want me to, when the Lord wants me to speak? I was talking to Rick from the Patriot Academy. He goes, a lot of people that did it the first time will definitely do it again. It's just, the more you do it, the more you'll, God will lead you this way or that way or whatever. So, but it's nice to have, like, Bill Maher respond to critics, you know. He's turning conservative. There's a lot of people that are like, okay, hey, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. And there's a lot of people like, yeah, I would consider myself Democrat, but I don't support this stuff that's going on. Wait a minute here. Whoa. You know? I mean, you even have the Republican presidential candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy, who's basically come out saying, like, former Trump won't debate. He's going to try to get out of the dude, Trump will be there. Trump, I remember when Hillary Clinton said, Trump... Trump uses all these things to get away from paying taxes. And yeah, all these loopholes. Well, Hillary Clinton can close those, but she didn't do it because all her donors do that. Oh, the number of people connected to Jeffrey Epstein. I still want to know where all the women are, because there's a woman serving jail time for getting young girls to Epstein Island to be sexually molested and raped and abused. None of those guys are going to serve time. It ain't never going to happen. California pushes. I mean, why wait for this 2036 diesel ban? Ban diesel now. Why wait to ban gasoline-powered cars? Why wait? Ban them now. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. Ban all that crap now. Why wait? Trans actor. Yeah, they're going to have a trans actor. Yeah, I never would watch The Hunger Games, but they're going to have, like, when they have a prequel, there's a trans actor is going to play this female, like her younger, like the female that's in The Hunger Games, her younger self is going to be played by some guy. I'm going to get into so much. Don't forget this, folks.
What's up, friends? Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. It's Sadie Robb here with Elo, and I'm so excited to give you the verse of the day. It's from Galatians chapter 5, verse 14, and it says this: for the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Y'all, that is so good and so awesome, because we have this huge book. A lot of law, a lot of instruction, some command, some this, some that, but it says it's all summed up in this one idea that you should love your neighbor as yourself. And y'all, that doesn't seem that hard to do, but it actually can be really hard to do. Why is it so hard to do? I think it's because, you know, we're focusing so much on loving our neighbor, but it's hard to love your neighbor when you don't love yourself. And we live in this culture, in this generation, in this time where it is so hard to love yourself because we're insecure, because we're envious, because we're jealous, because we lack confidence, because someone makes fun of us or whatever it is. And so we have to learn to love ourselves so that we're able to even try to love other people. So how do you love yourself when you're insecure, when you're not confident? You receive the love that God has for you first. I remember the first time God's love just I guess it was revealed to me. I understood it for the first time. And it was in a really low moment. It was in a moment where I was going through a lot of bad stuff, a breakup. I had, you know, makeup all over me from crying. And I realized in that moment, you know, I might not be loved by this person, but I am deeply loved by God. And I realized in that moment, after I received that love, I started loving other people a lot better, because I wasn't loving them with envy or jealousy or strife. I was loving them with true intention, because I knew I was loved first. So today you're struggling to, you know, fulfill that command to love your neighbor as yourself. Learn how much God loves you, and all of a sudden, that's going to become second nature.
What a concept. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. It can be complicated, but yeah. I'm going to get into something that's really scaring me. And to talk about this, if you know what the people call themselves, in North Korea, they call themselves the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. That's what they call them, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. And if and anyone that's been through my Conversation Campfire Revival classes that I've done, one thing you'll notice is a democracy is something summed up in a two wolves and a sheep scenario. Well, we're going to be nice. We're going to give everyone an equal opportunity to vote. Me and my wife are the wolves, and Robin's the sheep. And we're each going to get one vote on what we have for dinner. I guarantee you, the two wolves, aka me and my wife, we're going to vote to eat Robin, the sheep. I don't think, and that's what, well, hey, we're being, everyone's getting an equal vote. Well, in that instance, the sheep is pretty damn screwed. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. But when you had Joe Biden having a Muslim on there saying, you're not just Americans, you are Muslim Americans. And Joe Biden, and he's quoting the Quran and all this stuff. And of course, they'll cut parts out, because if you say Allah Akbar, that means God is good. God is great. They don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah. They don't. I mean, it's scientifically proven that he died on the cross. But Joe Biden comes out and, like, there are more Muslims serving in Congress than ever before, and it's a great thing for our democracy. It's a great thing for the democracy. When they had that video that I've shared numerous times where it has CBS, ABC, NBC, and Fox affiliates across the whole United States saying, reading the exact same script about when there were people that are sharing false information and stuff, when people like me that facts check, and this is coming from a doctor, multiple doctors. They've come out and they've said this. My doctor believes what this says. Communist dictatorial narrative of the mainstream media, then we've got a concerning growing trend as many people in this nation are sharing fake and false information. Because it does not come from the government-controlled media, how dare it be shared? It can't be true. Just shut up and get the vaccine so we can all get back to normal. Well, guess what? Now we know that there's not one piece of evidence that showcased from the pharmaceutical manufacturer's standpoint. They had no data to show that the vaccine would ever stop the spread of the virus. So whoever was on the media telling you that we need the 2 weeks to nick it, like we have to cut the curve. You have to get the vaccine, because we've gone from the vaccine will stop the virus to, well, you still need to get the vaccine. You still need to get the virus. you still need to get the vaccine, because even though you'll get the virus, you'll be better protected. You know what you never hear about anymore is hospitals full of people on tons of ventilators. There's crap loads of Americans, tens of hundreds of thousands of Americans who have no vaccine. You don't hear about thousands and thousands. Where's the ventilators? You never hear talk about any of this crap. You never have the semis with, we've got, this is our 400th semi that pulled up. We are overflowing with bodies. We've had at least 4 billion people die today. Now that people aren't buying this COVID crap anymore, the fear-mongering's stopped with it. Well, they still try to get you to get the vaccine. Just get it, because you know what, folks? Just listen to it. Just get the vaccine. Don't question anything. Oh, you were the idiots that told me that I don't think for myself. I only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell me. Now you're telling me to just shut up and get the vaccine. They still try to shove the vaccine down my throat. Let me see here. I think my mother and father-in-law are having issues with it. My cousin, her husband died from it. I have another cousin who is having cardiac issues because of it. I know a buddy that his brother died from it. Don't worry, folks. If you don't get the vaccine, you're a threat to the democracy that we're not, because we're a constitutional republic. The only part of the democracy we have starting to become truly democratic, because we have rigged elections. And what do you think they have in North Korea? Well, at least we have. See, I've always believed the elections are showing me more and more and more it's the illusion of choice. When you have people that are libertarian or independent, that are not anti-American woke Republicans or communist anti-American Democrats, and they want to try to run for political office, oh yeah, there's no debates for you guys. When they have like primaries and stuff, yeah. When you're picking who's going to be the nominee for mayor, you have a choice between Republican on the ticket or Democrat. And I've actually gone, so well, I'm neither. What the heck? Why don't we have libertarians on here? Why don't we have? I actually told that to a lady. I said, well, the problem is, ma'am, I don't support these anti-American Republicans or these communist liberals. If you can't honestly see by now, as an American citizen, how you can't spend a dime under George W. Bush, and as soon as Obama comes in, oh, the national debt means nothing. How much does Greece need to get? We can bail them out. We'll just pass the stimulus bill. How much do they need? They need $400,000 and they'll be debt-free? Okay, let's put $40 trillion under the thing. What the heck? Don't worry. If you can't see the pattern, we're at the brink of World War III. Oh, but don't worry, folks. No one cares. I mean, heck, the Auburn coach, Bryce Pearl, is even calling out ABC News for their decision to edit the vaccine comments from Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in a recent interview. Well, it's their control. I remember there's a BBC interview with this lady. She goes, he was good friends with a Sheikh Mohammed, the man who killed Osama bin Laden. This was like back, this is when Obama was president. And you see two newscasts. The one where the lady goes, oh yeah, she was great friends with Sheikh Mohammed, the man responsible for killing Osama bin Laden. I'm like, and the next clip is the exact same interview, but that part is edited out. And I shared that to my liberal friends, like, whatever, that's fake, whatever, that's a lie, whatever, whatever, Obama got him, whatever, you're just, I'm like, this is the British Broadcasting Network. This is not American at all. This is a British Broadcasting televised interview. But they don't care. But then those people who are supposedly Christians believe that Obama's like Jesus Christ. He could do no wrong. The problem you have is my sister woke someone up one time when she went to the bank. Oh, Obamacare, 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 free health care. My sister goes, what do you mean free? Who's paying for this health care? And the guy looked like he was going down the road at 80 miles an hour and hit 10 deer. His eyes light up like high beams. He's like, huh? Pay for it? I never thought about that. Yeah. I've got to go somewhere. I got to pay bills. I got to have money. If I want to go to Walmart and I want to buy something, I got to make sure I have cash. I got to pay for it. My wife has a crochet business, does hand crochet bags and scarves and neckerchiefs and all kinds of stuff. Mel's Crochet, check it out on Facebook. She can make you something for free. It's going to cost something because the material she had to buy, time and effort, but, you know, Trump don't back down from nothing. Trump calls it like he sees it. It's just funny how... Oh, I mean, in this world, I don't understand either. Everyone's offended by every little thing. It's like when they do that Mr. Rogers thing, because I love that guy when I was a kid. Boys are boys from the beginning. If you're born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls right from the start. You know? And it's like, and they show these liberals, like, losing it. That's what I love asking the Lord, okay? Show me a biological male who has a male penis, male genitalia. How can he get pregnant? Because I want to see if I can find the article. I don't know if I shared it, but I don't know if there's a Republican or Democrat, but he is from Indiana and he's running for political office. And running for political office, he was running for political office, and he was coming out as a colored lady. He's a man, and he identified as a colored woman. And that's what he needs to do. I support it. I don't care if he is a Democrat. I'd be like, yes, sir. Because if they give him crap, what? You're offending me. Hello. Okay. You know, you have to. Because these people want communism here because they want forced speech. I believe I'm a woman, and I think you should be taken out with a noose around your neck, and you need to be publicly hung if you don't identify me. I'm not going to play this game. You can pretend you're a giraffe all you want to. I'm not going to play the game. Well, I think you should go to prison if you don't address me as, okay? No. This is what we do in the world. I see a car. I'm going to call it a car because that's what it is. I see a boat, I'm going to call it a boat because that's what it is. If I see a guy, I'm going to call him a guy because that's what he is. Well, I identify as a giraffe. No, no, you're not. You can't. Sorry. I can say I'm a woman all I want to, but I can never give birth. And you have to be able to give birth to become a woman. You have to have a uterus. It may not work. You may not be able to have a baby. But I could never, with everything working, have a kid, a man. I can't give birth. Maybe we need to take these people that think there's 50 genders and have them go out there and try to milk a bull. Maybe when they get one of the bull's horns up their hind end, maybe they'll realize there's a difference between males and females. Same thing with hens. You need a rooster to fertilize the eggs. Or else you can't have more chickens. If you only have roosters, only have hens, you're screwed. Just like the post that I put up from time to time, gay people waiting on straight people to make more gay people. If everyone was trans, guess what? You wouldn't have any babies being made. Like that Title 42 thing that Biden has handled the border by keeping Trump's Title 42. Wow, I have the right to keep and bear arms. And the government's supposed to, anyone that takes the oath of office is pledged to uphold the Constitution. But a lot of people are trying to take away our gun rights. Because if we don't have guns, then they can control us. That was the whole point of the Second Amendment was to keep us from the government we have right now. Because they knew it was going to come. But don't worry, folks. Title 42 would work if you enforced it. But don't worry, folks. Like they did a long time ago. Like all these liberals, like, okay, you want all these people to come across the border, then you should take them in. Well, I live with the Trump support, so I can't. They made up all these excuses why they couldn't. You know? They can't do anything. You know, it's like they problem you have is these kids that don't know anything. They don't want people to know anything. So that when they bring in this Juche ideology, if you can't tell me how many states are in America or what's the capital of the United States, what country is Texas in? Texas, what country? I don't know. They want them that stupid so that when they bring in a Juche ideology and they have somebody that becomes the dear leader, that if you have a car, he's the reason why you have a car because he invented the car. The dear leader invented it. If you can breathe, thank the dear leader because he invented oxygen. He created everything. The sun that we have, thank the dear leader. If you have food to eat, thank the dear leader. He invented the hamburger. Yeah, the taco, yeah, he invented it too. That's what's going on in this world. You have crap loads of men, biological men, winning awards that are supposed to go to biological females, but biological males are winning the awards, and where's the women? Where's the outrage? Where's the Me Too? Where are the non-political people outraged? Where are the marches? Where's the feminists with the vagina hats marching? They should be. Oh, I guess it's kind of like Black Lives Matter, where, you know, Black Lives Matter, except for if they're shot by another black guy or if they're in the womb, you know. I guess the Planned Parenthood Black Lives don't really matter. I mean, sort of like Jeffrey Epstein's private calendar of names keeps getting bigger and bigger. Yeah, one of the CIA directors is a contact. Bigger. Nothing's going to happen. Don't worry, folks. To all those feminists out there, all those women that were molested and raped and abused on Epstein Island, they're not going to see justice. You're not... I will march with feminists if they're demanding answers for why these people are not being arrested. Let me see where we're at, folks. 34 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know? I mean, seriously. Here you have biological males winning all these awards that you go to females. Where are the feminists? Where are the feminists? You got, I would hate to know how many girls were raped and abused and molested on Epstein Island. Where are the people standing up? Makes you wonder. And I'm not talking super high-end politicians that, you know, I'm talking average Joe. I'm so tired of this. He's, see, I couldn't be on normal rec. I'm sure I say stuff all the time that, you know what that really means? Because I saw a thing one time where they, I don't know what it was, what was about it, but they show college kids the Steve Martin skit, King Tut. He was a chunky, funky monkey, King Tut. And they went, they about killed themselves. That was on TV? How could that be on TV? How could they show, they're so insane. I mean, you know, I guarantee you, if you dress up like any type of culture, whether it's like an Asian person or Native American or whatever, liberals will have a canary over it. They'll go AWOL. They'll want to blow their brains out because cultural appropriation will be screaming at the top of their lungs. You go to a Native American place, and I'm like, oh, let me show it. Yeah, you should wear it like this, and they might correct how you wear stuff, but they would be ecstatic that you care enough to wear their stuff. Maybe they love, like the Mexicans, they love that this dude was wearing the sombrero and all this stuff. They thought it was awesome. They were, like, loving it. But the liberals were like, that's cultural appropriation. Oh, my God. Oh, dude, we need to kill him. I can't believe what an insensitive bigot he is. Putting on a sombrero, how dare he? Oh, but the Mexicans have no problem with it. They think it's awesome. But this is the problem we have. I mean, Chelsea Clinton has come out recently, and she's against bans because they want to have sexually explicit LGBT pro materials in schools. So like a second or third grader or first grader can see very graphic, sexually explicit LGBTQ stuff that when you're 18, okay. I don't know if they have, because I remember they used to have like magazine, bookstores have magazine sections, and they had sections where it was like 18 or 21 or older, and they had like Playboy and Penthouse and all that type of magazines. And it's just like, now that type of stuff, they want, and people are outraged that's not going to be in your kid's school. I remember when we would have like picture books from like Italy, and they would tape over the nude parts where they have like a painting or a statue of a nude person, and it was a statue, and they'd tape over the private parts so you couldn't see it. Now people are outraged that they want to take the kids' ability to watch pornography on the laptop. This is bullcrap, teacher. I can't watch pornos on my laptop at school. Well, that bigot in the mayor's office, yeah, he banned it. I know you're only in second grade, but you should be able to watch adult videos, even though you have to be 21. And I mean, I would literally, this is no joke, I would get a sexual harassment lawsuit if I showed some of this stuff to my coworkers that they have in libraries for kids. It's sick. Got 28 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Why wait until 2036 to ban diesel? Why not ban it now? Why not ban diesel fuel now? Why not screw yourself now? I mean, Why wait? Why wait till 2036 to really screw yourselves? Ban diesel now. Ban gasoline-powered cars now. Trust me, they're already, Biden's already trying to push battery, like electric, like military vehicles. Yeah. I mean, I'm all for having California secede from the Union and be their own country. I'm all for it. I'll start a petition. I mean, but seriously, folks, why do they have to wait till 2036 to ban diesel fuel? Start now. And what's funny is all these places that have all these massive regulations on diesel fuel and this and that, they're the ones that are the most smog-filled. It's like guests that want to live all natural in the country are trying to be told how to live by people who live in a big city. I mean, you have the Hunger Games. Thank God I don't watch that crap, but the prequel cast a trans actor as the younger version of a woman from the original series. I mean, we live in a world where, how dare you? In California, they're trying to make it illegal. So if my five-year-old wants to have medications to transgender themselves to be whatever they want to be, even though they're too young to not know what they're doing, I can't stop them. And I don't know how a doctor in good conscience can allow that. But literally if they haven't passed it, they're trying to pass laws to where if a seven-year-old wants to be a woman and they're a boy, even though they have no idea what they're doing, and in 3 years, it's probably just like my Ravi Shankar phase, probably one of those things, you know. You can't stop them, and the doctor, now I don't know how a doctor can be forced to prescribe something. I don't know how. I don't know. I don't understand this world. I mean, just think about it. When you have like a 25%+ rise in people that don't know what they are, look between your legs, folks. I just, like I said, I can't wait for like 10 years from now, like when you know how you reminisce and you look back at your old yearbooks and you see that, oh man, if I were to have a match now, her hair would go up like a Michael Jackson's in a Pepsi commercial with all that Aquanet in that hair. But don't worry, folks, it's okay. I can't wait. When all these people, it's going to be sickening. When all these people that have permanent damage, I'm a seven-year-old, I'm a woman, I know I am. And you're going to give me all the medications to mess my body up because for like a year and a half, I'm going to think I'm a woman. And I'm going to have permanent damage done. And then when I don't think I'm a woman, wait a minute here, and I have irreversible damage from medications, folks, I don't play that game. You need to refer to me as a him, her. No, I don't play that game. Sorry. Wrong. When I look at a car, I call the car. I look at you and I know what you are. I'm calling you what you are. I mean, heck, you got a North Carolina man accused of sexual activity with a dog in graphic video. And then there's supposedly another chick. Authorities have charged a 31-year-old Cody Sprange with committing crimes against nature, the New York Post reported Wednesday. Under North Carolina General Statute Section 14-177, a person is guilty of a Class A felony when committing a crime against nature with mankind or beast. The Arnold and Smith Attorneys at Law website reads, this dude was doing some inappropriate stuff with dog. A guy was. I guess his wife didn't know it, but he filmed the thing. However, the girlfriend reportedly had no knowledge of the encounter. Sprange later confessed, according to investigators, the acts were apparently not performed on the dog, but on the man. So I guess he was doing stuff with the dog. I don't know. It doesn't show the video, thankfully. But there's like another, a woman in Mississippi being held in the county detention on $25,000 bond, a 19-year-old. Where a video reportedly showed an act between a woman and a male dog. I can't even put my head around this. What the heck? People don't know what gender they are, don't know what's going on. Then you have people that are thinking they're doing it with dogs. That is so gross. At least you have this Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's voiced in opposition, you know, to the trans women thing. And it's great. Finally, someone is making sense. We have people doing sexual stuff with dogs. You got people that don't know what gender they are. You have them, they got to have a trans person play the part of a Hunger Games character in a prequel because we can't have... Makes sense. I mean, heck, you got tons of women raped and molested and abused on Epstein Island, and no women are standing up. At least you got Robert F. Kennedy standing up saying, hey, see, I think you might have a break-off. There might be some Democrats that are like, hey, I'm not really a Democrat. I'm a Democrat. I'm an old blue-collar Democrat because I don't... Women should not be in transgender sports. And I use that term jokingly. Yeah, you shouldn't be. A woman shouldn't have to face a man. But then, where's all the women outraged? Well, it goes back, in my opinion, to the Black Lives Matter. They matter except for when a black guy kills a black guy or a black person in the womb. And I don't understand. I don't understand this world. But guess what, folks? It's okay. It's like you need the. I love that one video that comes out with this. Where this lady's like going off on this Trump supporter because of all these things, and he's like, oh, you're assuming my gender, you're assuming this and that. Oh, wow. Like, See, we need to be sort of like those Scientologists, and we need to use the same excuses on them. You know, we need to get a bunch of Republicans coming out as transracial so that they can say that they're black women and they're all males. That way when they give them crap, excuse me, why are you being a bigot? I believe I'm a female black woman. I want my reputation. I think you should be put in prison. I think you should serve jail time if you won't refer to me as the black woman that I think I am. I'm empowered. I want to be the first black female president. Like I said, Trump needs to come out as a trans black woman. I'm the first black female president. I mean, seriously, folks. I mean, I know I'm going to, but seriously, like that one, I think it was Charlie Kirk, one of them, that I can be anything I want to be, oh, so I can be a black woman. How dare you? Well, you're the people that say it's the same old crap. Oh, black lives supposedly matter, except for in the womb or when they're killed by another black person. You don't see, I've had so many friends that have the Black Lives Matter crap everywhere, but they're not mad about blacks being killed by the tens of thousands every single day in Compton, Watts, South Central, Oakland, Detroit, Portland, Baltimore, Chicago. They don't care about black-on-blackness. They don't care about those black people. The millions of black babies that are killed every day by Planned Parenthood, where's the outrage? I will stand with someone who has a Black Lives Matter sign, and if they're at Planned Parenthood, outraged at all the blacks being killed by Planned Parenthood. Because then at least you're making sense. Hey, it's not, oh, but I'm so tired of the agendas. Look at how many women are standing up against men winning all these female awards. Hardly any. Where's the pink vagina hat parade? Oh, I guess those women don't matter. I guess it don't matter. Just like Black Lives Matter. Oh, 1,000 black people could be killed by blacks and they don't care, but if I was to accidentally kill a black person, World War III would happen. I mean, heck, the New York Times has even been slammed for promoting assisted suicide for mental illness. Well, they have that in Canada where if you're depressed and want to end your life, they'll just help you. They won't try to get you help. They will be there 100% just to help kill you. Okay, you want to die? Well, when do you want to do it? Because we can do it right now. We can inject you with stuff. We can basically, okay, this medication here, what it's going to do is it's going to stop the heart. And we'll just inject this, and you'll stop your heart, and then we just won't restart your heart, and just die. And that's what's going to come here. I mark my words, it's going to come here. If you're depressed, they're not even going to try to help you. They're just going to, when do you want to die? Because we'll do it. Don't worry. Because the New York Times has been slammed for basically promoting assisted suicide for mental illness. And we're not talking like someone that's terminally ill, like, I can't go on like this. I want to end the suffering. I'm in tons of pain. No, this is people that can get treatment and help. Come to me, we can do biblical counseling. We can talk about stuff. Nope. And it's happening in Canada, and it's going to come here. Yeah. Tim Scott running for 10, you're going to have a ton of people that are going to try to run for president because they're establishment. I like Trump because he's not establishment. He don't owe anybody anything. He's not in it he's in it to win it. He's not there for the wrong reasons. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, folks. I hope you really do. I hope you wake up. I hope, folks, I hope it's in Jesus. It's on the table. The mail is on the table. But yeah.
Hi, Terry. You're waiting to see me.
Yeah. We put our faith in God. We put our faith in God, not in Allah. having a bunch of Muslims in Congress is not great for the democracy, because I want to know what democracy Biden says we're living in, or all these news stations say we're living in, because we're a constitutional republic. If you took my conversation campfire rival, you'd know that. You'd know we're a constitutional republic. You'd know that there's two wolves and one sheep, and the two wolves are going to vote to eat the sheep. Hey, they all got to vote. Hey, it's fair. Fair for who? The wolf or the sheep? Folks, got about 11 minutes left in the program, and I don't know if you've heard. I'm going to move on to some Premier League news. If you haven't heard by now, folks, Manchester United is worth about £4 billion. And everyone involved is like, yeah, it's the clean house, get rid of the Glazers, and yada, yada, yada. What people don't realize in this, what's going on right now in this nation with, in regards to Manchester United. Okay, I'll be nice. Let's say we got £1 billion to rebuild the stadium. £1 billion for debt. £1 billion to rebuild the team. I'm giving Manchester United for free. There's £3 billion I'm going to need just to, without buying the club. So if they want to sell the club for £6 billion, I'm $9 billion in the hole right there. Guess what, folks? And you have Sir Jim Glazer saying that, well, here's $300,000, half of what you want for half of the club, and you can stay there with 20%. Okay? We make about $200 million a year in revenue. Where is that $1.6 billion going to come for when he has to borrow money just to buy the club? And from what I'm understanding, he's having to borrow money just to buy the club. That's not, okay, well, I don't know how much beyond that he's going to be able to do. It's kind of like that free plane or, hey, this, you know, or it's really cheap, but then you got to fix it up and it's going to cost a lot of money. That's what's kind of going on here. I don't know how much Sir Jim is going to be able to, like the money he's collected for the, to buy the club. Like, if he spends three, if they take Sir Jim, Lord help us, because he ain't going to be able to ever come up with the $1.7 billion if he's got to borrow money just to buy the club. If he's got to borrow money just to buy the club, what do you think? Where do you think that money's coming from? What do you think that $1.3 billion is? If they take him up on his offer, I think the Glazers are going to be here till infinity and beyond. And the whole point is to get rid of them. Qatar wants to buy, and they're demanding, as of today, reports are that they want, like, this needs to have been done yesterday. So I'm waiting for them to try to put out, like, a, folks, and we're going to have the 20th round of bids. But it's going to be very interesting to see, because I want the Glazers gone, period. I mean, we're in a world with the Premier League where it's not about, you want to find the mother load. You want to find the most richest person so that you can sit there, okay, yep, okay, here's $200 billion. I want an owner that can sit there, okay, and you want to have, like, you have Ronaldo, you have Rooney, you have Giggs, you have Nostroy, you have Cantona, you know, where you have like Wayne Rooney would be like the worst player on the team, and he was one of the best players in football. I mean, but seriously, folks, That's what we want. We want to have that person, here's $200 billion. I want you to get whoever you want. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to build it. But that's the problem. Sir Jim has to borrow money just to be able to afford the club. Who knows where he's getting the rest of the money for the stadium, the team, and everything else. Welcome to kindergarten.
Really?
I love you.
Yeah.
My wife is just having fun. But seriously, folks, when you had people that like, bye-bye. Bye-bye, Glazers. Bye-bye, owners. And now that same owner is like, well, yeah, if I buy the club, they're going to stay. No, you need to stand up and say, okay, folks, this club is worth $4 billion. Not to mention I'm going to have to put $2 billion into the stadium. I'm going to have to spend $1 billion to renovate the team, $1 billion for the debt. So $3 to $4 billion, $3.5 billion, you're going to have to spend, period. And that's sort of like that free plane that, oh, yeah, it's going to cost you like $75,000 to get it in the air, but, hey, it's free. That's why. And then you're hoping maybe you can, there's something good in there you can scrap for parts maybe. But then the guy's probably giving it to you for free thinking you'd have the money to be able to get it up in the air. But, you know, I mean, I just, at least both parties have come out that we know of and they want this done a long time ago. If they try to do another round of bids, see, I think the Glazers expected like 15, 20 people to come in and, well, they want, they're bidding 400, well, I'll bid. So you want $4,400,000? Okay, I'll bid $5 billion, okay? And then they would just have this massive bidding war, and they'd even get more than they anticipated. And they've had, like, from what we understand, two major buyers, and both of them are like, hey, this is what the club's probably really worth. Sorry. We don't... And I have a fear that they might say, hey, well, we want this much. If we're not going to get it, we're just going to retain ownership and sink the club even lower. I'm just waiting for someone to seriously get hurt from the stadium. If something happens. Because it's been totally neglected for 17 years. We have the 2028 Euros coming, and we have the biggest stadium, and they're not even going to use it because it's falling apart. It has to be fixed. I know they're the owners and they can do whatever they want to, but you always wonder, I would love to look into that. Like, I mean, could I seriously take and buy like Chelsea and say, okay, I'm closing down the club. I'm the owner. I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to buy it just to see. I mean, there would have to be something to stop someone from being able to do that. I mean, why would you spend $8 billion on a club just to shut it down? But I'm just saying. Oh, Lord. I can't even, I mean. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really, really hope you do. You know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But here we go again. I just got to bring this up. A trans cyclist wins women's category in Tour of the Gaia race in New Mexico. So a biological man, a male with biological male parts, wins a women's race. And there's never going to be outrage, just like Jeffrey Epstein. Hundreds of girls were molested, raped, and abused, and ain't nothing going to be said about it. No vagina hat parade is going to be marching down there full of feminists, outraged that women are charged. No, where are those? Oh, yeah, it's sort of like the Black Lives Matter, except for when it's at Planned Parenthood or in South Chicago, because I had tons of friends that had Black Lives Matter crap everywhere, but why weren't they outraged at all the black deaths in South Chicago every weekend? They were black lives. They should have mattered. I've not seen one Black Lives Matter rally at a Planned Parenthood. And I don't see any women going to ever be outraged. Pretty soon, you're going to have a NCAA women's basketball team of nothing but males. Just like, I'm going to try to find that article for Wednesday about that guy from Indiana that's running for a political office who says he identifies as a black woman. I'm going to find that article and share that with you, because I think it's awesome, because then he can just say, hey, you're a bigot, you're this, you're that, because you don't accept me for who I think I am. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, our safety and honor. Until this Wednesday, just remember, folks, put God first and watch him work. God bless you all, and good night. Goodbye.